My name's Allie Donnelly, and I've been working at Cafe Aquarius for about 3 years or so. And I was a customer for like a long time before that. And I really liked it because I was turning vegan, and it was good to have a place to talk to people about it and just get some advice on like dietary needs and like organic food and stuff. And I started doing dishes there, and now I do like I do serving and a bit of cooking.
How would you describe Cafe Aquarius as like, it sounds to me like it was a little bit more than just a restaurant experience, in terms of a place where you could ask those kind of questions and get that sort of information, particularly about becoming vegan.
Yeah, it's not like a typical restaurant at all, I don't think. Like, first of all, I don't know if people don't know, you come up to the counter to order and you put your dishes away. So you bus your own tables. So it's really casual. Like, our philosophy is kind of like to provide healthy, healing, and reasonably priced vegan organic cuisine to the community. And so it's also a place where you can go and talk about that and get information. And in our new location, we have this giant wall that's the community board, and so you can put up like anything up there. We also have a giant patio now, which will be nice in the summer. We also have a space in the new location that's available for rent, and that's a sliding scale. You can talk to Katie about that. And so we're renting it out, and it's really reasonably priced because we want like anyone to be able to like perform there and do like have a party and just have a place to like show their art. We also have an art gallery, so any artists want to put their stuff up, it's I mean, anyone can do it. It doesn't have to be like a certain level of quality or anything like that. And that's, yeah, you just have to go in again and book the space, and you can have art show openings in there. It's not really a restaurant. Like, I mean, of course it's a restaurant, but like, it's more like a community. It's a real community feel, like of all kinds of art, like food, visual art, or music, or like we've had people doing spoken word. And we've had people renting out the kitchen after like the community carrot came in. So after we close, you can cook there. What else? Like, people have birthday parties, and yeah, it's just very like it's to work there. It's a lot of work because it's juggling a lot, but I think people really feel, I hope people really feel that they're getting a lot for their experience coming there, not just kind of like a restaurant. So, because they're more interactive with it. And yeah, you can find out anything about our venue. We have like a new juice bar now, which is really great.
That's great. I know that Cafe Aquarius has certainly been supportive of a number of events that CFRU's put on. And has that always been part of the concept of the restaurant to incorporate local artists and to really be a forum for that sort of thing to happen, particularly I would imagine for starting, for bands that are just starting off that haven't produced a CD, haven't sold a CD, like are probably like, I don't
Totally.
know, probably not building their old in own instruments, but like working on a shoestring, that it provides a good forum for them.
Totally. Yeah, that's what Katie really wanted. That's why she wants the space to be so affordable, because it's hard if you're like, 16 years old and you have a band, like where are you gonna play? So you can play there and it's fine. Like, it's great. It's like the only thing we ask is that, you respect the space and like realize that, we're really trusting you with the space. And we haven't had any problems though. It's been really good so far the past year. Yeah, and the thing is, with the old location, it's changed a lot, like, because it was so small. Like, it was just off of St. George Square, in the walkway. And it was so small, it was like 6 or 7 tables or something. So we could only do as much, so much rather. But now we have all this space. It's so great, to be able to give back to the community, and not just the artistic community. I mean, like, we've had like tons of benefits, like one for homeschooling. So there's like kids running around everywhere. It's also a really kid-friendly place. Like, your kid can come and run around in our space, and we have toys and stuff like that. And another thing we've also been starting to do is catering too. And that's great because we did it in the old place, but it was way too small. And now we have this giant kitchen. So it's just so nice to be able to like really try and create a more community vibe, not that we didn't have it before, but to have the facility to do that, it's pretty exciting.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to describe exactly where the location is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's on it's 33 up McDonnell Street, which is, there's also two entrances. There's one on Carden Street as well, and that's right beside Carden Street Cafe and in between Shakti. So you can go through up there, and it's upstairs. And on McDonnell Street, it's beside a restaurant called Friends in Our Kitchen and across from the Trashateria's parking lot. And there's a big sign in the front. So, yeah, a lot of people, it's like people who come from out of town, they go to the old location and they're like, oh my God, they closed, and they panic. And then they call us, they're like, where are you? And we're like, no, we're here. So, yeah, if people are still searching for us, it's just down the street from Van Gogh's Ear, so upstairs.
Mm-hmm. Have you found it to be a tricky location in terms of like letting people know that's where you are and all that sort of thing in terms of making the shift? It's been probably about 7 or 8 months now that you've been up there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we moved the first week of September. Yeah, at first it was nuts, like everyone came to see it, and then it got a little bit more slow. And I think, yeah, because I think that Cafe Aquarius is doomed to, or not doomed maybe, but to always be in not very visible locations because it is upstairs. Yeah, that has been a bit of a concern for sure. But we have really loyal regulars. Like, people are so great. Like, they come back all the time. And once you see someone becoming a regular, they're like, I'm addicted to your food. And you're just like, yeah. So, I mean, yeah, it would be nice to have a bit more exposure. But hopefully with the summer, with the patio, it's really beautiful. We have, like, umbrellas and stuff. It'll draw more of a crowd with the juice bar and just a place that you can just chill. Like, and just, it's so relaxed up there. It's totally quiet and it's cool. Yeah. So I guess to answer your question, yeah, it's the walk by traffic isn't as prominent, but mm-hmm. we're trying to do something about that.
Yeah. What's it been like for you working there? Like, do you build a relationship with your customers?
Uh-huh. Oh, totally. Like, I wonder if anyone's going to hear this. I love our regulars. I've definitely made very good friends from, like, I've made friends with people just coming in. Because I said, like, they're so loyal and everyone's so nice and totally, we've been really good with the new, like, people being really understanding about how many staff are on. Yeah, our regulars are amazing and they give so much back too. Like, you know, a lot of people who are regulars like, that's how I got my job, actually. I was a regular, and then one day Tanya, who's the manager, she was like, do you want a job, Allie? She's like, do you want a job washing dishes? And I was like, yeah. And so I just started working. It has been a really good place to work, and I just like working like grassroots, you know, really. And my boss, like Katie Miller, the owner, who I don't think I've talked enough about, is like one of the most, maybe the most amazing woman I've ever met. She's so beautiful and in every way, and she's so caring, and she really cares about her employees, and she really cares about the Guelph community. Like, I'm getting all emotional. I'm leaving in 2 weeks. Katie! She really cares about the Guelph community. She really, you know, she wants to provide it with food, and now she can do different things, and she works 6 days a week, like, countless hours a day, and she's been, like, a total pillar of support for me through, like, my many crises that I've had in the past, what, 5 or 6 years or whatever since we've been friends. So just, yeah, to be able to work with someone like that and not to have, I think another thing I like about it is that it's not like she's my boss. I mean, she's my boss, but it's not like she's my boss and I'm her employee. Like, we work together. Like, she cooks, I serve, like, we talk. Like, it's very real. So, yeah, Katie's great. And she just remembers, you know, people's names, and she gives people discounts. And I don't know, she's amazing. She's just a very, like, wonderful person. So if anyone hasn't met her, they should go meet her.
Right on. Well, why don't we talk a little bit about the benefit that's coming up and a little bit about what that's about and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're actually having a benefit at the cafe on Thursday, April 24th from 9 p.m. to 3 a.m. It's next Thursday, and we're doing it for a couple of reasons, but mainly we haven't had a party. Like, we haven't thrown a party there yet, and I wanted to do before I'm leaving. So I'm organizing it with the help of Dino. It's called Aquarius, a night of music and celebration of spring. And we've got some really great local artists playing. We've got Vug, who is a live acoustic improv jam band. And Kate Newell, who's a very good friend of mine who I'm traveling with. And she does live acoustics. Kate also works at the cafe. She's a cook. We have Skywalk playing. He does, he's a DJ, does reggae and dub. Journeyman, reggae, soul, and funk. We're doing DMS. He's playing as well. He has a show here on Sunday nights. He does doing hip-hop, drum, and bass. And Noah 23. And Noah else works at the cafe. Noah has been working at the cafe forever, since it opened.
Oh, really?
And he is a very big staple at the cafe. He's a wonderful, wonderful person and a wonderful cook. He's emceeing, so everyone should come check him out. He's amazing. And then Barracuda is a friend. He's going to spin Jungle at the end of the night. So it's kind of for everyone. Like, we're, you know, we wanted to do like acoustic, kind of more mellow stuff at the beginning of the night, and reggae and stuff, just like really mellow, and then do some more hip hop and jungle and drum and bass at the end of the night for people who want to stay and dance. And I know it's late, so I don't know if a lot of kids will be able to come or anything, but kids under 10 are free. It's an all ages event, so anyone can come. And we have tickets available at the cafe. It's advance $5. You can just come to the cafe and buy a ticket, or at the door it's $7. And again, it's on 33 McDonnell Street, second floor, and I'm going to give the phone number. 766-1268. You can call and talk about the show. It's gonna be really fun, just really relaxed. We're gonna, hopefully if I get organized, we're gonna try and sell some t-shirts. I'm gonna sell some shirts and stuff, so it's just gonna be like a really fun show.
I guess I was just wondering, did you ever get a chance to cook while you've been there?
Yeah. I've done a lot of prep work. Like, we make all our like sauces and stuff like that, and we have two cooks working. So someone does, like, hot cook and someone does cold cook. So I do a lot of cold cook. I do some hot cook. It's stressful. I don't know if I want to be a cook. But I learned how to, like, make, because sometimes you have a shift in the morning and so you make the soup and stew. So I've learned a lot about cooking really healthily and with, like, you know, just different, you know, ways to get protein and, like, calcium and stuff like that. Just, like, in our food. And So, yeah, I cooked a bit. Yeah, I've done, like, a lot of, like prepping, but not like the short order, really.
Right.
A lot of I've done a lot of dishes at Cafe Quarius. A lot of dishes.
are there any recipes that you're like sort of squirreling away for your journeys?
Yeah, probably. I'll open another place. I'll be like, no, Katie, these aren't your recipes. No, yeah, totally. There's some stuff for sure. Just things that I would never figure out how to cook. Yeah. And our baking is so amazing, like the cakes and stuff. So, yeah, there are definitely some things that I'm going to take with me. Mm-hmm.
Do you think sometimes that being a vegan restaurant might turn some people off or turn some people away because either they feel like that's something that's exclusive or very, you know, regimented, that perhaps is not appropriate for them? And what is the restaurant's approach to that?
I think the word vegan's really scary, you know? Like, I think that I think it's a great word. I think it's important to me for sure, but I think it's really intimidating for someone who's a meat eater, and they're like my mom, for example. My mom is a meat eater, and my mom and I have been going to Cafe Aquarius together forever, ever since I moved to Guelph. And she loves the food. Like, she's now kind of going towards vegetarianism, but I think it is really, like, people are like, oh, hippies, blah, 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 and that's fine. But it's kind of like, we want to say that it's not like if you can't come in here if you're vegan or wearing leather shoes, because I wear leather shoes at work, you know? Like, it's not a place to point fingers. It's a place that everyone can come and enjoy, like, literally home-cooked, like, food. And it's vegan because we find it really important that people with food allergies can come and eat here. Like, we can tell you everything. We have alternatives to wheat. Like, a lot of people are allergic to wheat. Like, we have spelt. We make all our baking with spelt. So people who are allergic to, like, lactose or whatever, they're like, wow, like, your chocolate chips don't have milk, you know? And I'm like, yeah, they don't. So you eat them. And it's good. It's like, we don't, definitely don't want to come across as a place that's like, we're vegan, we're superior, and if you eat meat, you can't come here. Because I think a lot of people people do feel that way, and it's too bad. And I don't really know how we could change that, because it is vegan organic cuisine. I can't say it's not. Like, but just like whenever like I'm working the counter or whatever, and someone comes in and they just stop and look around, you know, you just go up to them and you're like, hey, have you been here before? And they're like, no, like I don't even eat, I'm not even vegetarian, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, oh, it's okay, no problem. It's just trying to you know, tell them that it's not, you know, a place that's like meat eaters are bad, mm-hmm. vegans are good. It's not like that at all. It's just about healthy eating and all the things that we've talked about today.
Great. Have you guys ever thought about like cooking classes or anything like that?
Yeah, a couple of people have asked me that lately. I don't know. I'd have to talk to Katie about that. I know her and Tanya did some stuff at Hillside, some vegan cooking classes, but that's definitely something. The 5 million other things we're doing right now to think about. It's a really good idea, though. Yeah, and we've been working on a cookbook for, like, what, 5 years or something? Mm-hmm. Yeah, we need... So if anyone wants to work on our cookbook, we'll feed you well. So, yeah, stuff like that, because it would be... It's too bad that I don't have a cookbook to take with me. That would be really nice. Yeah.
That's good. All right. Thanks very much for dropping by this afternoon.